In the late 1600s and early 1700s, the French Navy had instituted its own rating, or more accurately, ranking system, which consisted of 5 ranks. Although, unhelpfully, this consisted of 4 full ranks, with the first rank then split into 2 sub-ranks, as the ranks were decided by a mixture of how many guns you had and how many gun decks you had, the split in the first rank ships being over whether they had more or less than 100 guns on 3 gun decks. As the 1700s wore on, this system gradually began to collapse, with most of the ranks disappearing in favour of standardised ship armaments as a comparator. The first rank remained, but it was now split between 3-deckers and 2-decker 80-gun ships, the rank now effectively meaning this is a flagship, or at least a ship that is suitable to be a fleet flagship if there was more than one of them in a fleet. While they were about twice as common as the 3-deckers, the 80-gunners were still rare enough to be effectively one-off ships, a pattern which continued into the late 1700s as the first rank finally became purely the 3-deckers and the 80-gunner was moved off to its own category with all the other ships, ordered simply by the number of guns they carried. However, as the big first-rank ships became even larger, there was a desire to increase the number of 80 gunners in the fleet, not necessarily to supplant the 74 gunners, but to certainly leaven out their strength, especially as the British were getting disturbingly adept at capturing or destroying most of the existing fleet of 80 gunners. To this end, Jacques Noël Sane, or possibly Sane, was brought in. He'd already standardised what we would call the French third rates with his 74-gun Téméraire class, and the first rates with the 118-gun Océan class. So now it was the 80-gunner's turn, and he thus came up with the Tonnant class, the lead ship taking the name of the first 80-gunner to enter French service almost half a century before. Tonnant, a name which translates roughly to either Thundering One or Thunderer, was laid down in 1787, launched in 1789, and entered service the following year in autumn 1790. She was heavily armed with 30 single 36-livre guns on her lower gun deck, 32 single 24-pounders on her upper gun deck, and 18 12-pounders on her open decks, plus 4 obusiers, a French bronze gun roughly similar to a carronade, although these latter weren't counted towards her rated armament. She also very nearly set a record for the shortest time spent under a French flag, as she was still in Toulon in 1793, now under revolutionary colours, when enemy forces, a mixture of British, Spanish and French royalists, occupied the port and seized the fleet inside. But, thanks in significant part to the efforts of one Corsican artillery officer by the name of Napoleon, who apparently made something of a name for himself after this, the port was retaken, and thus Tonnant remained in French service for now. She then survived being on the losing side of the Battle of Genoa in 1795, only to wind up as part of the French fleet at the Battle of the Nile in 1798. Although the Nile was a spectacular loss for the French Navy, Tonnant fought very fiercely, inflicting significant damage on a number of British ships, and she would actually be the last French ship to strike her colours, and even then only after having drifted, dismasted, onto a nearby sandbar, all in an effort to escape the blast radius of the burning French flagship Lorient earlier in the night. Brought into British service as HMS Tonnant, she was rearmed with 32-pounders on her lower gun deck, as the Royal Navy found the lighter weight of the 32-pounder shot easier to handle in a seaway, and 18-pounders replaced the 24-pounders in her upper gun deck. This was more in an effort to try and mitigate the significant hogging that the long hull form of the French 80-gunners experienced during prolonged periods at sea. The quarterdeck and forecastle guns were generally replaced by a wide and interesting variety of heavy carronades. She was then put straight back into service, actively blockading France, sharing in the capture of a number of prizes, before eventually turning up as part of Nelson's fleet at Trafalgar. Once she'd been repaired of the damage she took in that particular engagement, she was back on blockade and prize-taking duty all the way through until late 1812, when she was finally taken in hand for another repair. Having been patched up, she was then dispatched to the Western Atlantic to assist in the War of 1812, where she would play a small part in American history by hosting, among others, Francis Scott Key for a dinner. His subsequent travels back from Tonnant to the American shore meant that Key was in a prime position to witness the bombardment of Fort McHenry, which led to him writing the Star-Spangled Banner, which in turn became the U.S. national anthem. After being the flagship of the naval element of the Battle of New Orleans, she returned to the UK, where she would patrol home waters for a few years, before being placed in reserve in 1818, after which an assessment of her often battered and now somewhat worn hull concluded it was probably best to just break her up, which was then done in 1821.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.